Be'inyan Shabbos me'eino elam haba. The pasuk says, "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael oisi li'olam ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim v'saaret v'ayim hashvi shavas v'aynofash." Shabbos is an ois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. We could ask a number of questions on this pasuk. First of all, what's the difference how much time it took for Hashem to create the world and when He rested? It's an ois between me and the Bnei Yisrael, ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim v'saaret. It's mashma from the pasuk that the ois is there to remind us that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. What's the difference how long it took and when He rested? Why is this so important for us to remember? How does it relate to us? Second of all, what does it mean, a ois? An ois is something that comes to symbolize something else. For example, the keshes, the rainbow, was an ois to Noach that Hashem is not going to destroy the world again. The rainbow itself is just a symbol, a reminder. We find another two mitzvahs in the Torah that are called ois. One of them is the mitzvah of bris, the bris kodesh of Avram Avinu, as the pasuk says, v'hoya le'ois bris beini uveinechem, and one of them is the mitzvah of tefillin. Lagabi the mitzvah of bris, once again, ois means a symbol of something. Like we find in the Gemara that Turnus Rufus or Rasha challenged Rabbi Akiva why we make a bris, and Rabbi Akiva told him it's a mashal of taking wheat and making it into rolls. In the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a body that needs tikkun, it's not mushlam. But what is the real underlying message of the ois of bris? That just like our bodies need tikkun, also our neshamis and our midas need tikkun. So the bris on the body is symbolizing that we're not mushlam, so that we should remember that we need to be misakin our maisim and our midas and our neshama as well. So once again, the ois of the bris is a reminder and a symbol for an important message. Tefillin is also called the ois in the Torah. V'hoyu le'ois al yodecha v'hoyu le'teitofes b'ninecha. Once again, the idea of tefillin, tying them on our arms, connected our hearts, is to remind us of the inyan, the Shabbat, Tavis Machshavis Libeinu, Lavadoseis Porach Shemoi, and that all our asiyas that we do be yodayim should be meshubit to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once again, the ois of tefillin is a symbol and a reminder of an important message that we need to internalize. So what's the ois of Shabbos? What's the important message that Shabbos symbolizes that we need to internalize in our lives? Another question. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana toiva yeshli beveis genozai v'shabbos shemo. Lech v'edi Elohim. What's the mahus of this matana? Shabbos is so restrictive. There's so many things I can't do. Why is Shabbos called a matana? What's the mahus of this matana? So to try and answer these three questions, we need to go back to the basics. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? The Ramchal and other tzaddikim are megalit to us. Lehetiv le'nivrov. Obviously, we can't understand what it means Hashem wanted something. We can never fully comprehend Hashem. But like Chazal tell us, mi ma'isecha ikarnucha, from your ma'isim we can recognize you. Mi besari echzelika, from the physical world we can get a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tzaddikim were masik this yesoid, derech hatoiv lehetiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world lehetiv. He created Adam Arishin, He put him in Gan Eden, le'ovdo le'shamra, He gave him one little mitzvah. And if Adam HaRishon had been mekayim this mitzvah, that would have been the end of the story. V'ruach alekim rachefes al pnei amoyim zeruch shel Mashiach. Mashiach would have come, and Hashem would have been able to give all the good that He wanted to give, and the matara of the bria would have been niskayim. Why did Hashem give him this mitzvah? So the Sfarim explained that it shouldn't be nahama dechisufa, that we should feel we earned it, but that's another whole sugya on its own. We're not going to get into that right now. The bottom line is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world lehetiv le'nivrov. And when Adam HaRishon sinned, all the nitzotis fell to the klipis, Ra and Toiv became mixed together, Adam HaRishon was expelled from Gan Eden, and the avodah of Birurim began. Birurim means that we need to take out the Toiv from the Ra. The Svarim tell us that before Mashiach can come, we need to uplift all the nitzotis HaKadoshes that fell into the klipis through the avodah of Birurim. The punishment of Bezeas HaPecha Techa Lechem is Be'etzem just a manifestation of the Birurim that need to be done today. There's so many different steps that we need to do before we're able to eat bread. We have to first be Chayrish the Adama, be Zayra the seeds, water it, tend to it, cut down the Chita, Boirer, Toichen, Lisha, Afia. The Ra and the Toiv are mixed together so strongly that it takes tremendous Avoida before we're able to take out the Toiv from the Ra. The Torah too that we were given, as we explained in the last Rasha, Derosh Dorash Moshe, was also compared by Chazal to wheat that needs to be worked on with tremendous yigiyah until we're able to take out beautifully baked rolls of bread, l'chaved ha'melech. And that's the mahus of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is be'etzem the avodas habirurim of the Torah Shebichsav. Chazal say that the pasuk b'machashakim or shivani Hashem is referring to Talmud Bavli. The Zohar speaks about how Torah Shebal Peh is kuloi birurim, being mevare the kosher from the pasul, the mutter from the aser, and the tameh from the tohar. The Zohar actually says that when Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any more pasul, aser, and tameh. There's only going to be kosher, mutter, and tohar. There's only going to be light. There's not going to be any more darkness. Perhaps it's for this reason that Chazal say, Kol ha-mekabel olav oil Torah ma'avirim yimenu oil derech eretz. Because the yisoid of derech eretz and Torah are really the same. They're both the inyan of birurim. B'zeh ha-sapech ha-techa lechem is birurim. But if a person is zeichet to do the birurim in Torah, they don't have a need to do the birurim in derech eretz. So anyway, this avodas ha-birurim is 6,000 years. Chazal say, Shita alfei shnin bara alma, and the 7,000th year will be Yemos HaMashiach. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks down at his creations with infinite rachamim, and after Adam Rishon was choyte, he saw the tremendous avodas habirurim that we're going to need to undergo before we can be zeichet to the Yemos HaMashiach, and so he wanted to give his creations a matana, an ois, that would remind them that the avodas habirurim has an end, it's not going to be forever, and that it's really all for our benefit that we can be zeichet to the tremendous light of Yemos HaMashiach after the 6,000 years of birurim. And so he gave Klal Yisrael the matana called Shabbos Kodesh. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ois hi li'olam. It's an ois. An ois means it symbolizes something. It's reminding us of something. Of what? Ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve-sa-oretz, uvayim ha-shvi shovas ve-nofash. Ki elef shonim b'necho, ki em esmol ki yavar. Hashem is saying the 6 days that I worked leads into the yom ha-shvi, yom shekuloi Shabbos. My children, even though it's hard, even though there's so much darkness, let this ois between me and you remind you of the Mataras Habriya, the Yoim Shekulei Shabbos. Sheishes Yomim Tasem Alachtecha, 6 days a week, the oisik and birurim, uvayoim ha-shvi, baran Shabbos, it's ki'ilu kol melachtecha asuya. There's no avoidas habirurim on Shabbos. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Hashem is giving us a gift, that even though you're going to go through now 6,000 years of birurim, I'm giving you 1 day off from the 7 days of the week. Ki'ilu Mashiach came already. Ki'ilu kol melachtecha asuya. There's no birurim. Put aside all thoughts of work, all your worries. Forget the past, forget the future. It's a yom shekulei toiv. And this is truly a great matana. Because al piteva, we need 6,000 years of birurim till we're zeicha to this light. But Hashem says, no, I'm giving you 1 day out of seven where there's no avodas habirurim. Everything's done. We say in davening, Ato kidashtes yom ha-shvi, tachlis maaseh shamayim ve'oretz. The word tachlis means finished, but perhaps we can say another pshat, that tachlis is referring to the goal of shamayim ve'oretz. Shabbos is a ois for the mataras habriya. Perhaps that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, lech ve'idiyom, because without explaining to Klal Yisrael the mahus of the matana of Shabbos, they might ask, why is it a matana? It's just restricting us. The answer is no, it's a matana, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the mekor of all parnasa, is telling us, on Shabbos there's no need for work. There's no need to do birurim. Ki'ilu Mashiach came, Shabbos me'ein olam haba. And the more a yid acts and believes that kol melachto yasuya, and he doesn't think about his work, and he doesn't worry about his work, and he lives the Shabbos as if he's living in Yemos HaMashiach, where there's no worries b'chlal. Everything's done. The more a yid believes that, the more he feels what the matan of Shabbos really is. So the matan of Shabbos is be'etzem tali in emunah. That's why Hashem said, Lech Vaidiyam, you have to tell them this. Because the more they believe this, the more they'll feel the matana of Shabbos. Chazal say Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha for the whole week. Why? Because it's connected directly to the Mataras HaBriya, which is the Mekor HaBracha for the entire world. And just like when Hashem put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, it was Le'ovdo L'Shamra. Le'ovdo is Kilu Mitzvah Aseh, U'L'Shamra is Keneged Mitzvah L'Aseh. In the same way Hashem gave us the Mitzvah of Shabbos, where in one place it says Zohar and in another place it says Shomer. Chazal say Shomer is Keneged Mitzvos Aseh, Zohar is Keneged Mitzvos Leis Aseh. When we're Shomer Shabbos properly, it's Ki'ilu Yemos HaMashiach already, where there's no more need anymore for the Birurim of the Mitzvos Aseh and the Mitzvos Leis Aseh that we have to do during the Shita Alfei Shnin. It's interesting to see that the 39 Melachos of Shabbos that we're not allowed to do are gufa all the Melachos of Birurim of the Choyl. For example, the Birurim of B'zeh Asapech HaTech HaLechem are kruchim in 11 separate melachis from the time of Harisha until the time that the bread is ready. And those 11 melachis are part of the 39 melachis that are dafka osir on Shabbos. And the emuna in Shabbos, that the whole Mataras HaBriya is only lehetiv, and the Avodas Habirurim is going to pass, this Emunah is the Mekar HaBracha for the whole week, because it gives a Yid Koyach and Simcha, even when he's doing the Avodas Habirurim, even when things are hard, to remember that it's going to pass, and that it's all for our good, and that the ultimate Matara is Lehetiv LeNivrov. In the Lechadoidi that we say on Shabbos, it's full with talk of Yemois HaMashiach, like it says, Soif Maise B'machashov Tchila. Shabbos is a symbol of the Soif Maise that was B'machashov Tchila. Hisnari me'ofer kumi, shake off the dirt of the Zeyas HaPecha, of the 6 days of Avoida, of the Shita Alfei Shnin, Kvoid Hashem Alayich Niglo, Kivo Oirech, Al Yad Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi, Al Yadish Ben Parzi, Yosis Alayich Alei Koich, Kimsa Yischos and Al Kalo. It's all talking about Yemois HaMashiach, because Shabbos is a ois of Yemois HaMashiach. It's a ois to remind us in the Shita Alfei Shnin, the great good that's awaiting us, Le'osid Lovoi. Chazal say that those who keep Shabbos properly are going to be saved from the Chevle Mashiach. Why? What's the Indian of Chevle Mashiach? Chevle Mashiach means that before Mashiach comes, there's still Avoida to be done. Chevle Mashiach is the last minute cleanup, and it's going to be painful. But for those Yidden that the Ois of Shabbos is Chosum in their hearts, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world only Lehetiv, such people are already a Kli Muchan for the Oira of Mashiach. They don't need to be Soivel the Chevle Mashiach. It's interesting, I just happened to learn now a Gemara in Bei Alamed Dalet on Beis, that speaks about how Peres, Shaloi Nigmer Melachton, are not yet Chayiv in Meiser. However, if a person sets aside the Peres to eat on Shabbos, they become Chayiv in Meiser even if they're not ready yet. Why? The Gemara says that Achilas Shabbos is Chashuva, and it's Koivea the Peres for Meiser even if they're not ready yet. We learn it out from the Pasuk, V'karosa LeShabbos Oinig. And the Lashon of the Gemara is Limud Aruchu Biodeinu, Sheachilas Shabbos Koivea Bein Shenigmer Melachton, Bein Sheeno Nigmer Melachton. Achilas Shabbos is koveya the peiris even if they're not finished. And this fits in beautifully with our mahalach. Because on Shabbos, even something that's not ready, if you're eating it on Shabbos, it's ready. There's nothing else to do. The achila of Shabbos is oinig. Oinig means there's no worries. There's no further work necessary. So even if the peiris aren't ready yet, if you decided to eat them Shabbos, ke'ilu kol melachto masuya. And the lashon of Chazal is limud oruchu biyodeinu. Like a shulchan that's oruch. Everything's said on Shabbos. We see how the words of Chazal are so meduyik, even the lashon that they use to ring the limud is connected to that limud as well. Now I'd like to go back to the inyan of ois. An ois, a sign, is something that we always have with us, like the ois of bris. From 8 days old and on, the bris is chasam on our bodies for our whole life. Also tefillin. Once we start putting on tefillin at age 13, by putting it on each day, we're mekayim the ois of tefillin even when the tefillin is not anas bepoyal. And I'd like to suggest that Shabbos too is an ois that stays with us always. If a Yid keeps Shabbos properly, then even during the week, the ois of Shabbos shines in his heart. The Pasuk says, Zochar siyem Shabbos lekadshoi, and there's a famous Gemara in Beitza, Tanya omru alav al shamay azokein, kol yomav hayu oichel lechovit Shabbos. There's also a Brice in Mechilta, Zochar siyem Shabbos lekadshoi, tehi zoichroi me'echot b'Shabbos, remember Shabbos already from Sunday. If you find a beautiful chayfetz, save it for Shabbos. And Chazal also say in Chulin Daf Hei Omed Aleph, Shabbos is shkulo keneged kol ha-mitzvah shebatoira. Why? Because the matora of all the mitzvahs is so that HaKadosh Baruch can be mated with us. And that's gufa the bechina of Shabbos. There's a famous Chazal that asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so much to come into Eretz Yisrael? Did he need the prayers of Eretz Yisrael so badly that he davened and pleaded with Hashem so many times to go into Eretz Yisrael? So Chazal say he wanted to get the schar for the mitzvahs that could only be niskayim in Eretz Yisrael. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for schar? No, the teretz is that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the matara of the bria is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv l'nivrov. And every mitzvah has a tremendous or that the tzaddikim are masig, whether in this world or whether in the next world. That's why it's called Taryag Pikudin. The or is nifkad in every mitzvah. Every mitzvah has its own unique or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted only Hashem's rotzen, and he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv the or of all the mitzvahs. So he said to Hashem, Hashem, what about the mitzvahs atlis baret? How's your rotzen going to be niskayim? And Hashem assured him that he would get all the oiris that he was meant to get, and he shouldn't worry about going into Eretz Yisrael. But that's perhaps why Shabbos is shkulo keneged kol ha-mitzvah shebat Torah. Because Shabbos is a ois of the great light that's in store for the tzaddikim lasid lovei that's koilel the or of all the mitzvahs. Chazal say that someone who's koifer in tchias ha-meisim has no chelik in olam haba. A person could do all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but if he's koifer in tchias ha-meisim, he has no chelik in the great hatova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for the tzaddikim. Why is this emuna so important? A person does all the mitzvahs of the Torah, behidu rav. What's the difference what he believes? The teretz is because the purpose of the mitzvahs is only for our ultimate good, and Hashem wants us to always keep that in mind. He doesn't want a yid to think for even one second that the mitzvahs are a tircha, that Hashem is just looking for us to work hard. Every mitzvah a yid does must be done with the emuna that ultimately it's so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be meitiv to us. If he doesn't do the mitzvah with that emunah, he's missing the whole point of the mitzvahs. It's actually kfira to do a mitzvah without believing in the reward that's inherent in doing the mitzvah. Because it's as if, chas v'shalom, we're accusing Hashem of just wanting us to work, without purpose. And this is what Shabbos is all about, the emunah in Mataras HaBriya, the or of the mitzvahs, the ultimate reward. That's why the Ois of Shabbos needs to be a whole week in our hearts. This emunah, that all is good, that all will be good, is the way a yid needs to live every day of his life. Tzadikim talk about how important simcha is. Mitzvah gedoyla liyos b'simcha tamid. Why is simcha so important? Because simcha is a bechin of shleimus. Living with an emuna shleima that everything is litoiva brings a person to true simcha. The Hasidish Sfarim speak about how tzadikim are bechin as Shabbos. I think maybe it's from the Zohar, I'm not sure. Why are tzadikim bechin as Shabbos? So besides with the fact that true tzadikim were already mesakin everything they need to, and there's no more birurim, there's no more irvuv of ra and toiv. But perhaps we can also say that tzaddikim are bechinas Shabbos because their emunah is shalem. And this is what every yid has to strive for. The emunah shlema of tzaddikim. They live in the now. They don't look at the past. They don't look at the future. Right now they believe be'emunah shlema that they have everything that they need for their best possible good. Eizu osher asameach b'chalkoi. On Shabbos we don't think about the achanis that we did all week. And we don't concern ourselves with the work that we're going to have to do next week. Shabbos is a bechin of shlemus, a bechin of simcha. Bechina of emuna shleima in Hashem's pure goodness. May we all be zeichet to the tremendous matan of Shabbos, to live always, even during the 6 days of Birurim and Choshech, with the ois of Shabbos chasum in our heart, with the emuna shleima that everything is letoiva, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has only one matara, lehetiv l'nivrov.